My primary vocation in life is to be a disciple of Christ. My secondary vocation is as a social worker. And that is something that I became more than 35 years ago. And for many years, I worked in the psychiatric service at Bellevue Hospital, where I worked with many severely and persistently mentally ill people with all kinds of social problems, from homelessness, high relapse of mental illness, lack of support. And like anything else in my life, I took my job quite seriously. I was asked to engage these patients, asked to do some searching for them to find adequate housing, to find a source of income, whether it be being placed on Social Security insurance or Social Security disability, to be able to link them to Medicaid to pay for their medications, and further to link up with either a treatment plan, whether it be a day program, a vocational program, or just a clinic. Well, shortly after being there for a while, the psychiatrist whom I was working with came to me and he said, "Since you've been here, you've been keeping the patients way too long. All what you need to do with these patients, John, is just give them a token and a list of places to go. You really don't need to find a place for them. They will simply will walk away." And I said, "Bernie," I said, "that is cruel." He said, "But you are keeping my patients longer here than needed." I said, "It's still cruel. I will do what I am called to do." And then he said to me, he said, "John, let me tell you something about life. In life, you are born, you live, and you die. And the question after dying is, what does this all mean?" And he said to me, "It means nothing." And I said, "Bernie, I believe in something higher than that, that we're called to help each other." And of course, after spending a day at hearing this from him, go home and had a good cry. I am rather sensitive. My feelings do get easily hurt by the slightest thing, believe it or not. You know, but I called a friend and I said, "Why am I here?" And my friend said to me, said, "God only knows why you're there." That's an expression that we always hear or try to use when we're going through a difficult time. Why am I here? Why is this happening? And the response is, "Oh, God only knows." And this is what we are hearing, believe it or not, in all our readings today. You know, in the second reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, Paul does say, "At present I know partially, then I shall know fully." Life is a mystery. God only knows. God's ways are way beyond our understanding. Jeremiah knew that when he was called to be a prophet, and he understood God's word to break it to the people of Israel. And he was frustrated too. He did not know that centuries later that his prophecies would be realized in Jesus Christ. He only knew in part. Only God knows fully. And in today's gospel, we see Jesus preaching to his people. And this is a continuation of last week's gospel. Jesus, in last week's gospel, goes to Nazareth. He has, you know, been born and baptized in the Spirit. He has spent 40 days in the desert. He's been tempted. And he goes out with the grace of the Holy Spirit by healing others, by doing miracles, traveling all around Galilee, doing what he has been summoned to do by God. And in last week, he's in the synagogue and he reads from the prophet Isaiah, "The Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to feed the hungry, to cure the sick, to cause the blind to see, lame to walk." Initially, the people of Nazareth liked hearing that. But then something happened. Reason why? Once again, God only knows. The people turned against him. And the point of this gospel and our readings, first reading, it is a reminder that prophets are not accepted in their own land. Prophets shake up the status quo. And that is what our faith is supposed to do. Our faith is supposed to change and transform us. To love God and to love neighbor and to do good works. It is our faith that directs us to do that. And as St. Paul says, we are to be a people of faith and hope, but most of all, a people of charity. As he said, prophets shake the status quo. Our faith transforms us. In spite of these difficulties that prophets face, there's always God's voice saying to them, "I am with you always." God continues to empower us for the work that has to be done. More than 65 years ago, the Diocese of Dallas was growing. And here in the city of Fort Worth, the Catholic population was growing. And the bishop in the diocese asked that St. Andrew Church be constructed. When the early parishioners started to put this church together, the Spirit called them to lay down the foundation for a Catholic school. And it is that same Spirit that keeps that school going and functioning as a Catholic school. It is God's gift, it is God's grace, and to speak about it more is Mr. James Rani, who is a parishioner and a parent of children who attend St. Andrew School. And one final note, he is married to Summer Rani, who is an alumna of St. Andrew's.